Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirk, and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, recently I mentioned the TRAPPIST-1 star and the discovery of seven planets around a star not too far away, about 39 light years away. And you may not realise, but South Africa played a part in this extraordinary recent discovery. And I'm here at the South African Astronomical Observatory in Observatory with Rudy Koen to talk about our part in this discovery. Good afternoon, Rudy.
Good afternoon.
Now, I understand that there's a telescope up in Sutherland that was part of the team which made these very, very important observations.
Yeah, that's right. So the old 1 meter telescope up in Sutherland was used to help verify these seven planets around the star.
And is it unusual to see that number of planets around a distant star?
It is. This is the first one that we've seen that have so many and so closely spaced together.
And how many observations were conducted up at Sutherland?
So I think the entire time was about a week, and they specifically targeted a few of the sort of transit events of the outer planets.
That means that the planets coming between our angle of sight and that star, that dwarf star.
Exactly, exactly. Think of it as looking at the headlights of a car and a fly flying in front of it and seeing the light, the dip.
And so that means that one of the people at the Astronomical Observatory here had his name on the paper when this was published.
Yeah, that's right. So one of our PhD students here, who's going to hand in his PhD in a few days' time, he actually helped with the observations. He set up a researcher from the UK and helped him make the observations.
Oh, that's wonderful. What's his name?
So his name is Enrico Kotzer.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, well done, Enrico. But it's a fantastic accolade, I think, for South African astronomy that we were part of such a magnificent discovery. And what I like particularly about this one is that, you know, recently we had this eclipse at the weekend. Beautiful partial eclipse. I hope many of the listeners got a chance to view it. But now, Rudy, if you were on the outermost planet of those seven planets going around, they're going around at a fair lick, so they're quite close to the star, and they're going around anything, I think, from 1.5 to 20 plus days or so. So if you're on the outer planet going around 20 plus days, whizzing around that star, you would have a lot of eclipses, am I right?
Yeah, that's right. So if you were looking towards your star, all of the other six planets are basically in your way. They're all orbiting in roughly the same sort of like plane, and so you'd have eclipses all the time. And some of these eclipses would be massive because the planets are all roughly the same size and the star is relatively small as well. So you'd have total eclipses almost every single time.
Oh my goodness. So like every day or two there would be some sort of eclipse.
That's possible. It's entirely possible, yeah.
And you would be able to see, if you were a human-like creature or even a human being on that outer planet, you could look towards the star and you would see the other planets. You'd see them in the sky, as it were.
Assuming
that there's atmospheres like ours, you would see them in the sky. You would see those planets, and you would see them closer than the moon is to us.
Yeah, so these planets would actually look larger than the moon in the night sky. So you would be able to distinguish, you'd be able to see cloud formations, you might be able to see volcanoes even on some of the other planets if they exist.
Golly, imagine that, seeing a volcano erupt on another planet in your sky. And that's quite creepy in a way. But
that
of course would be normal to people who'd grown up with that.
Yeah.
And so what's the next step in observing this extraordinary solar system?
So the next step would be to try and find the markers of life. So we know three of the planets are in what we call the habitable zone. So an area where it's not too hot for the water to boil away, it's not too cold for the water to freeze. So we think this is where there might be water in the atmospheres of these planets. So the next step is with the much bigger telescopes, the next James Webb Space Telescope is going to be one of the big drivers to look at this, look for signatures in the atmosphere of water vapor, carbon dioxide, oxygen, ozone. Those are all the kinds of things that we're going to be looking
for. And will we in South Africa have any part in those observations, do you think?
We might, but I don't think so. I mean, we might have some people here that with the bigger telescopes, maybe with SALT or something like that, we might be able to follow up and look for the same kind of signatures. But I think this is going to be driven mostly from space.
But for sure, we're going to be looking closely at this, close as we can, at this solar system for many, many years to come.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this is one of the unique systems that we've found so far. It's going to be studied for a very long time, and I'm sure a lot of PhD students here are going to be interested in looking at this and finding out new and exciting things about what it looks like.
Thank you very much. This is fascinating. Thanks, Rudy, from the South African Astronomical Observatory.
It's my pleasure.
For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.